So this morning we have the honor of chatting to Professor Thuli Madonsela, who has been awarded the highest French Order of Merit, the Knight of the Legion of Honor. She has more than 50 global and national awards and is a multi-award winning legal professional with 8 honorary Doctor of Law degrees. Now, when I'm on her Twitter line, I'm constantly inspired by her motivational tweets, which gives one so much food for thought. So, Prof, I'm saying ahead now, please forgive me. I'm a bit starstruck today, finally having the honor to meet you. A very good morning from myself and Anton here on the On Page Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kieran, Anton. I'm supremely privileged to be with you this morning. Very kind to give us the platform.
Now, Prof, your inner strength, your bravery and your courage is something so admirable. Your career spanned over many years, and many of us know you as the public protector who held justice in the highest of regard. It's a role that you have ensured is a tough one to fill. Now, as a young Thuli, did you always know that this would be your calling?
No, yeah, I didn't know. I knew that I would be of service to humanity. In my early stages, my church thought I would end up being a pastor, and my parents wanted me to be a doctor. And yes, I at some stage entertained both the interests of my parents and my church, and later I decided I wanted to be a lawyer.
So, Professor Madonsela, your faith is quite prevalent in many of your inspirational messages that you share, and just the way in which you live can tell us in what way faith supports you every day. If you can just share that with us, how, you know, the way that you live every day, how does your faith support you?
It supports me very meaningfully because my faith gives me an inner core. Life is full of surprises, storms and uncertainties. And the one thing that doesn't change is God's love and your relationship with Him. My faith is not just about prayer, though. It also includes meditation, affirmations, and visualizations. I spend a lot of time inside myself so that I can have something to give to the world.
And you're also an author, and you know, we are so excited to share with our listeners today that you're going to be launching your new book. It's called Amelo's Kingdom. What I would love to know is, where did you draw inspiration for the content of this book, and when is the launch actually taking place?
Well, the inspiration comes from Melo Gushne, my granddaughter, who was born 3 years ago. I had always wanted to do a children's book because I was said that, number one, I don't have the kind of time that my grandmother had to tell stories to young ones. But secondly, the culture of storytelling through which values are transmitted and hope is built is sort of dead. Okay, there is a bit of it, but it's not as vibrant as it was when I was growing up. And therefore, the inspiration was to revive the culture of storytelling and particularly focus on African stories, because everywhere I went, I couldn't find books, even at the airport, that reflect our African heritage, values, hopes, in dreams. But just lastly, though, the specific book, I must say that the choice of Melo's Kingdom came from Winnie the Pooh. I was watching the movie on a flight to Super Robin. And then it just clicked in my head that, okay, I could do the same thing and combine reality with fiction. Mm-hmm. So that's how the story was. The relationship between King Zina, the elephant, and Melo is meant to be a similar relationship between Winnie the Pooh and Christopher Robin.
Mm-hmm. And the book launch, when and where is that?
The book launch is at the waterfront on Saturday at, what is the time now?
I think it's at 12 o'clock, yeah.
It's at 12 o'clock?
Yes.
Yes, and we would love people to bring the little ones there with the understanding that we are going to observe all of the protocols to make sure that we don't endanger the young ones. Or anyone,
for
that matter.
Professor Tuli Madonsela, thank you so much for joining us on the On Beach Show this morning. I will still be keeping a very sharp eye out for your beautiful tweets. I have to say that because I get up so early in the morning, at 4 o'clock, I'm usually checking my timeline, and that's the first thing I check is what have you put out that can that I can draw inspiration from. So thank you so much for being who you are and for just putting it out there all the time. I know that you are a very busy woman, so we appreciate and value what you bring for all of us as a nation and for each of us individually as well. Thank you.
Absolutely. If I may.
Exclusive books.
Yes.
At the waterfront.
Exclusive books. Yes, at the waterfront. Yes, 12 o'clock. If I may, just one last word from you. For the young ladies listening, do you have a personal word of encouragement for the young ladies of South Africa, for those listening right now?
Yes, I would say to every young person, young women in particular, 27 years into democracy, today is better than yesterday. Yes, no, you have struggles of gender-based violence, mental health challenges and other challenges, but there is space to do better. And just focus on finding what is your purpose in life and center your life around that and build a community of people that can support you. And I must also say, happy Earth Day, and therefore part of Melo's Kingdom is also to get young people to understand that the Earth is our habitat and it has been messed up. It's our duty to restore it.
Wonderful. Professor Madonsela, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Tigerberg 104 FM, and all of the best with the book launch on Saturday.
Thanks a million.
Enjoy the day. Take care. Bye-bye.